Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
I have the Ring doorbell on my house. And I don't know why Tracy, she left. She was in a rush to leave. That's why I knew.
I gotta go.
Like, I was the one who was supposed to be in a rush to leave, and somehow Tracy left before me. And I looked back at the Ring doorbell like hours later, and she ran to her car. She ran to her car, and I said, I know she's only running for a dick appointment. You would not. She had her fucking flannel in the wind, her belly out, running, her hair blowing.
I was like sprinting. You can see how fast I close your door and run to my car.
Ran down the steps.
Oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever seen. When you sent me that, I was in tears crying. I was like, caught. Caught.
Oh my God. Sprinting to a dick appointment. I mean,
when he's like, how fast can you get here?
Yeah, how fast can you get here?
SOS.
Oh my goodness. Too good.
Yeah, I can't.
It makes me sad. I'll never have a video like that in my heyday. Maybe I will.
Maybe. Depends where you're going.
And Alan, like, this is a great example. Imagine if Alan was born in France. Like, what would he be like? Because Alan's like fits that like manly mold, don't you think?
Alan is like a rugged.
Yes.
Like Southerner.
Yeah.
Like I'd say borderline. Well, we've corrupted you a little bit in Jersey. Yes. Here, but I would have said, had I looked at you, I thought you were like a flannel guy who drinks beer and like,
yeah,
has quads.
Yeah. Yes. And now if he was in, like, that's hot. But if you stick Alan in Paris and he starts talking like,
I'm going to be like, we know.
It's not a wee wee.
It's different.
It's no.
It's a no.
It's a no.
You know, I took 6 years of French and can't speak a goddamn bit of it.
Wow.
I can count to 10.
Do it.
I don't know if I still
can.
Et
de toi, quatre, cinq, six, sweet, nerf, dix.
Nerf?
Nif.
Nif.
Nerf,
dix.
Nif, dix.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
I know a lot of women, they'd love to be engaged in like Paris. That's like a huge, oh my God.
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, me to the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. I went to friggin' Paris with my dad.
You did?
Yeah, that was my 8th grade graduation gift. And he took me to a runway show, front row runway show in Paris for Fashion Week.
Just you two?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet. That's such daddy-daughter bonding.
Yeah. So we went and we had dinner on the Eiffel Tower way up high. And it was like a rotating
Oh my God.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool. But I would have rather gone with him because, like, I don't know. I'm not, like, into
that. Damn, high expectations daddy is setting right there. Yeah. Holy shit.
No, he has.
Yeah, you know what I did for my 8th grade graduation?
I know. Let me guess. You tipped over a cow.
No, I got into 9th grade.
Big things happening.
They didn't even give you the cow.
Yeah, they were like, go find the cow yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was like my big 8th grade graduation thing.
I'd love to know, like, was your dad, like, is he setting you up? Like, what did he
For
do
failure?
Wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. This is why I go to the opposite of him in men.
It's unbelievable. Like, you would think that experience would shape the rest of your life. Like,
you know what? It's because it's such... Okay, so my dad is very romantic. He sets up, like, rose petals on Mother's Day for my mom to walk down. And we all, every Mother's Day, had to wake up really early and cook her breakfast and set up flowers and all that thing. And every time my mom got ready, he would be like, wow, mommy looks so beautiful. Look at her legs. She's so perfect, blah, blah.
Wow.
So I was used to a guy coddling to his girl of his just obsession with her. And like, my dad sends my mom on scavenger hunts for every gift he gives her. I mean, every Christmas from the day that they were together, she gets a pair of heels. She knows it's coming because he likes picking the shoes that he likes to see her in, whatever. So I feel like after seeing all that, I expected a certain guy, and then when I just didn't find it, I was like, you know what, like, I'm giving up. Maybe it's just my dad. Maybe it's just him.
Nobody
else is gonna do that. So then I just like took a turn for the worst and started dating guys the opposite of him. I think the only guy that was like that was probably my first boyfriend, Raph.
Was sweet.
Raphael, yeah. Brazilian, you know. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best, the things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
It's like when my male gynecologist, my face gets so red because I think he's secretly cute. And every time he talks to me, I'm just like,
oh, my God.
What? You're so
He's like, weird. How are you doing? And I feel my cheeks getting hot. I'm like, I'm better now.
Oh my God.
Legs spread in the stirrups. Everything's good. How's it going down there is the question.
He'll ask me like a serious question, like, how's your STDs? And I'm like blushing, you know?
Wait, like, why is your gynecologist asking you how your STDs are? Jessica?
Oh, my God. He'll be like, how's that yeast infection? And I'm like, thanks, doc. You know, like,
flirting. I'm throwing up.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know on a side note.
I'm so awkward.
On a side note, I don't know how gynecologists remain straight after what they say. But anyway, go ahead.
Dude.
I don't know.
It's wild.
I don't fucking get it. But anyway.
It's wild. How do you want sex ever?
Ever. I'd be like, disgusting. I can't.
I have a friend of a friend that's husband is a fertility doctor. Like, super important at a really big fertility clinic around here. And I'm like, she's like our age. So I can't help but think he's staring at vaginas all day. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Just but it's can't. Not. But is it? He's a doctor still. I don't know.
I mean, it's nice to say you're married to a doctor until you're like a vagina doctor.
Vagina doctor. It's not what they're called.
You imagine.
It's like, Tracy, I haven't seen you in so long. Like, what have you been up to?
I'm married to a vagina doctor.
I'm married to a doctor. Oh, my God. What? Does he cure cancer? Oh, no, no.
He looks at vaginas all day. Some dirty, some not dirty.
Some buttholes.
Butthole here and there.
Fucking disgusting. Alan, anyway. Do you have any thoughts on that? Because I feel like you're more rational than we are.
Oh, no. I honestly was thinking, like, I can't imagine being attracted to a gynecologist.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry. Hold on. Hold your thought. I'm kicking him out.
Yeah. It's just, it's all real weird.
Wait, what were you saying, Alan?
I can't imagine as a woman, like, being attracted by a gynecologist in that way, because, like, in a fully different way than any guy you've ever been with, he's been up in there.
Yeah. All right. I'm really not trying to get distracted from the topic, but you just made a good point.
But like,
are they better than the most man? Like, they literally went to school to learn your vulva.
No.
How do you know?
No, because I'd feel like he's judging me because he's seen some of the most beautiful vaginas and then he's seen some of the most ugly. And I want to be like, where do I fall on the scale? Yeah. I know what I've been told. Oh my God, it's so good. That's great. But they're getting it in a different way.
Yeah.
Visually.
Yeah.
You tell me what you see. Where do we need to fix? Is it good enough? What, give me, and I'd be very self-conscious.
Number it. One
like,
to 10.
Like 1 to 10. What are we looking at? Like.
But I'm just thinking in bed, they're more, have to be more sexually.
I wouldn't be attracted to them at all.
To pleasing the woman. They have to be.
I would say experienced, but they know where things are.
Right. Yeah. Right. Which some men to this day still don't.
Right. That's a problem in itself.
It's a problem in itself.
Really not hard, bro. Like, come on.
I'm currently walking not straight right now because of this very reason. Oh my God. Person is not a gynecologist.
It is true. I walked out of my room to find Tracy spread on the couch like I've never seen.
I am in pain.
On her stomach.
I'm dying.
What are you doing? What's happening? Sorry, hold on. Denny's just calling me and I just
What's their slogan?
Eat fresh.
No.
Eat Mexican.
No.
Eat right.
It's something in the neighborhood, right? Or is that Applebee's?
Chili's in the neighborhood.
What's their slogan?
Chili's. Chili's baby back ribs. Is that it?
That is it, yeah.
Wait, I thought it was Mexican.
Their slogan is literally, welcome to Chili's.
Ooh. That's it?
PR nightmare.
Fucking nightmare.
PR nightmare. Hey, Dan. Hey, I'm recording. What's up? You're on the air.
Nothing.
I was just telling our engagement story.
And she started crying.
I started crying. Is that weird? Pathetic. Do you remember the first thing I said to you or no?
Nah.
Nah. Oh.
You guys are
such a liar.
Perfect couple because neither of you give a fuck.
Do you remember it at all? What is wrong with you?
What are we talking about?
When you proposed to me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I see you, tough guy.
Sorry, I'm can't really talk right now.
Why? Are you arresting someone?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then why'd you call me?
Let's see what you're doing.
All right. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for no content. Bye.
Can't deliver content while I'm working.
Okay, you can't remember the first thing I said to you when you proposed to me.
Goodbye.
Ooh.
Oh, he's not getting any. He's gonna have to take out ribs, suck his own thing. That's not happening.
Oh, how about Alan? Shit.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, Alan.
Sorry, Daddy's in the doghouse.
So, all right. So, yeah. So, Chili's has no slogan. So that's maybe we can help
him
with that.
Used to be Chili's baby back.
It was right. But
I
what,
mean,
what
that
kind
wasn't
of...
their slogan. It was an advertisement.
Right, but it's like, what's McDonald's? It's like, I'm loving it. Yeah. I was going to put a fiance in there somewhere, but it didn't work out. Like, Wait. People really ask you, like, they need to know every detail. It's funny.
Dennis just texted me and said, I'm sorry, my Lieutenant Kristen listens to the show, and I can't have her knowing that I'm on my park and walk and recording a podcast.
Oh, my God. Well, don't play this.
I'm like,
you have to cut that.
Sergeant listens. It's probably not a good look for you.
Yeah. Yup.
Well, don't say you're at work, dumb shit. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I just touched something.
Okay. Hello.
Hold on. God damn it. Alan, what did I just do? I see the recording right there.
Go to workspace. Did you hear what I said?
Yes. And go to default.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, my heart. Sorry, Alan.
No.
We're good, right? That was good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Sorry, what were we saying? All right, let's... Oh, I just did it again! Alan, come back to Jersey, please. Stop being a dick.
What's up, guys? I'm Julian Spivak.
And I'm Carly Camara Spivak.
This is We're Just Talking, a conversation podcast hosted by your favorite Jersey Shore millennials and made possible by Demi Lewitt Productions.
We like to just shoot the shit on topics like current events, travel, careers, self-care,
wellness, fitness, and everything in between.
We usually like to do it over a glass of dry red or a stiff bourbon, but that's beside the point.
We love to hear from our listeners, so be sure to slide into the DMs at our Instagram at WJTPodcast or send us an email at WJTPodcast@gmail.com.
And of course, follow and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not that serious. We're just talking.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
before you go travel to a different state and then fuck every fangirl in a hotel.
Oh my God. They're not called fangirls. You know what they're called?
Yeah, groupies.
Nope.
Nope. I have the official word.
I need the
from an official source.
From an athlete chaser?
Nope. Are you ready? Yeah. This is horrible.
Yeah.
So the girls that sleep with athletes on the road when they're like engaged in relationships are called road beef.
Sounds like roadkill slash awful vagina.
Road beef.
Okay.
Road beef. Road beef has been banned because of COVID. They're not allowed to have road beef. There's no
Well, this is great for the wives.
Is that fucking insane? The team had to be like, there's no this.
Beef. All that. No road beef.
Wow. How do you know this? I have some friends on the inside who date athletes. And yeah, I'm privy to this information. And it blew my damn mind. I was like, because I did the same thing, groupies. But I guess groupies are for more like singers.
It's like, yeah, rock stars.
Yeah, rock stars. Yeah, nope. Road beef. I was like, oh, could they find
and
a more beautiful world?
Is badge bunnies.
That's so funny.
I love that
road
too.
Road beef is the worst. If someone ever called me that, I'd be absolutely mortified. I'd rather do anything than be called road beef.
I'm crying.
I don't know.
Wags. Poor wags at home, wives and girlfriends.
Poor wags. Yeah.
Poor wags.
Oh my God. It just sounds like so derogatory towards women.
It's literally like we picked you up on the side of the road, you piece of roadkill, and we just fucked you till your vagina looks like beef.
We dropped you back off and we hit the road to the next spot.
Holy Arby's.
Oh my God.
It's fucking disgusting.
Okay. Oh my God.
This one is absolutely like breathtakingly beautiful.
Let's hear it.
My fiance and I got engaged this past Christmas. We'd been together for 7 years and talked about getting married on multiple occasions. But I guess the stars were aligned just right before. And in retrospect, I'm happy it happened. After the crazy year that was 2020, I woke up on Christmas morning. We exchanged presents. I got to my last present, and in the back of my head, I was slightly upset. Not for the lack of ring, but for the Linux snowman he has given me ever since we started dating. Mm-hmm. The snowman collection was started the year before I lost my grandpa.
Oh,
he knew how much I loved snowman and wanted to give me this collection that will live on after. My fiance, Dan, knew this story and was told by my grandma and mom that it was his duty to keep it going. Well, my last gift was the snowman, and on the hand hanging was the most beautiful ring I've ever seen. I looked up crying, and he was on one knee with our dog and asked.
I love that.
See, I think the best proposals are, like, that's very personal.
Yeah, it means something.
Yeah, and, like, you have to, listen, you know how we say know your audience, man? Yeah. Like, know your man, like, know your woman, and, you know, cater it around what she likes, not what you like. Not what you think she's going to like, what she will like. I mean, that is so sentimental. That is something like, yeah, that's a tearjerker one. That's a great one.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.